Hello, dear listeners. This is Poetic Desires. I am over 18 years of age, as I hope so are you. If, however, you are not, I must direct you away from the lovely voice you are now listening to, since my podcast is for adults only. Shoo shoo now, young ones, and instead visit scarletteen.com so that neither of us will get into any trouble. So the grew has ended. We all gather up. The house gathers up to go get food. We go to a little Mexican place that's like a 15-minute drive away. We eat. I relax a little bit. I'm still feeling good. We come back. Gray and I, during dinner, had discussed what we planned for the after grew. We had originally, before the grew happened, decided that I was gonna do his leathers because it's been a while. However, we're both pretty fucking tired. Drained, exhausted, fill in adjective as you wish. So we decided to delay until Sunday night. For the after grew, I knew that one of my New York friends wanted to see my fisting demo, so I arranged with Gray to be my demo fist. And we were able to do the fisting demo during the aftercare, which was great. You know, I get a couple of orgasms, I get my class in, I'm feeling a little bit better. I also arranged to do Ichinawa with Boy Scout again. At the time, I'm pretty exhausted. I'm lying on my air mattress, which was originally placed out as the introvert's corner. We end up doing the Ichinawa on my air mattress, but I am so fucking tired. When we finish, it's close to the end of the aftergrow. And we have to pack everything up and clean up and head on out. And I'm drained, but I'm happy because the grew is so amazing. The next day is grew cakes. We have pancakes at a local home. The name of the homeowners, it was a couple, is I can't remember right now. It's not in my head currently. But I want to thank them anyway. I can't remember their names and that's bugging me. But they were so kind and so generous to give of their home. Huge house. Beautiful house. Once again, we all go to bed together, we all wake up together, we caravan over. Pancakes and sausage and bacon, and it's delicious. At a certain point, one of the people that I met at the group hit, I will call her the Dragon Girl, because that's her handle in FetLife, big shout out. Well, she wanted to see some cigar play demo, however, she's asthmatic, so Twisted View, K2, Gray, and myself are sitting in a corner, and she's standing close to us, and she's able to watch as we do some stuff, and she's not quite sure what she would like about cigar play, but what we do end up finding out is that she likes the one ashes rubbed on her, so I get to slap her across the face with a handful of ash twice, and then rub it on her body, as is Gray, and it was awesome. It was super hot. K2 teaches her how to lick ash off of Twisted View's boot. It was just super, super sexy. Nice little tidbit for the grew cakes. We also ended up having random conversations. There was the art of begging. I guess I'm just good at it because I'm a writer and I have to think off the cuff. I was able to spot out some words right there, whereas the people who were I were talking to, all I knew was please or please sir. I encouraged them to be creative. We also end up having a conversation about something that I can't talk to you just yet about. I'll have to talk to you about it after Fusion. I hope I remember to bring this up after Fusion, because it's a hilarious conversation about something at Fusion. Well, related to Fusion. So I'll make a note in my Moleskine that I need to come back to this conversation in about 2 months. Towards the end of Grew Cakes, the house is thinning out with people, and Twisted View and I were going to perform an experiment with Normancer, the gentleman who was recording brainwaves of people playing. We were curious to see if my brainwaves would be different when Twisted View punched me, thuddy pain, versus when he kinged me, stingy pain. I thought they'd be different because I experienced them differently in my body. I absolutely love thuddy pain. Punch me, kick me, elbows. Love the jolt to my body. Stingy pain I pretty much hate, but I do it because I'm doing it for the person inflicting it upon me. If I don't like you, most likely you're not going to be able to cane me. I will just get really annoyed and, well, no, come to think of it, if I play with you, you're not going to be a person that I wouldn't take it for. But yes, stingy pain is about me doing something that you love as opposed to me doing something that I and you love. But then again, I take pain for people, so that's just my personality. Well, it's my kink. I get set up on a table. They tie down my head and put on the EEG helmet, which is just fabulous because it's playing with my scalp and my hair. And Normancer definitely took advantage of that. He was wiggling around a bunch, and I was very happy about that. Twisted View tied down my head, and then he began. He punched my chest, and then he caned my chest, and he punched my thighs, and then he caned my thighs. When Twisted View was done, Normancer then took his hands and he ran his hands along my leg, and then we were finished. The point of that was for him to have a baseline of just pure pleasure brainwave reactions. I sit up and we start chatting. Apparently, my brain is a little different it's a lot different from all the other people that he's measured. I'm very... what's the word? For lack of a better term, I think Murphy put it best when he said, I think too much. I'm very cerebral during my play. I'm very cerebral a lot in general. As I was playing, Normancer noticed that I never really floated away. I concentrated in on the moment. I breathed in through the pain. It was describing me processing the pain. And he had not encountered that before. I found that interesting. And a little bit shocking because he told me, you know, hey, you're special. I've never seen this before. I hope that he gets more volunteers for his tests and woohoo, studies of kinky people's brains. I think it's pretty awesome. So there's lots of hugs goodbye and everyone was feeling like, okay, we need to soothe ourselves. We went back to Twisted View and K2's house. Evan and Mara had to leave already, which was sad. I didn't get to say bye to them, so bye Evan and Mara, even though I'm sure I'll see you way before. I probably should be at ShibariCon. I know I'll see you at ShibariCon. And it was Twisted View, K2, myself, and Gray sitting around watching action movies or action-y movies as our aftercare. Murphy ended up staying at the Grew Cakes house for a little bit and then came back to our house, and then he had to leave as well. He was getting a ride back home. There was a big, fun group hug where we all surrounded him. We ended up watching a wide range of shows. A lot of Die Hard, the first one, which I didn't realize I hadn't seen before. I've seen 2 and 3, and I've basically seen all of them except for the first ones. Therefore, I was very happy when I saw the first one. We watched a little bit of Roadhouse, which was hilarious. That was very action-y. We watched this movie called Push, which was somewhat action-y. We watched, what else? Oh, we watched all of From Dusk Till Dawn, I think. Well, maybe not the first 10 minutes or 15 minutes, but good. And we watched Game of Thrones, which was excellent. So, K2 and Twisted View have a huge love sack in the middle of their living room, and they have this awesome couch. K2 and Twisted View were on the love sack, and Gray and I were on the couch. We're cuddling, we're watching the show, it's pretty awesome. And this thought hits me. This is great. I really like this. I should find someone for this back home. And it felt like this huge bucket of water had been thrown over my head. It literally felt like I was saying, no fucking shit. Of course, this is what you've been looking for. Duh. It was me realizing, hey, this is what I miss right here in the arms of a person that lives way far away. And I need a person that lives close to me. It's what I've been talking about with Doc. It's part of what my therapy's for. It's me learning about care and affection and attention and love not being a series of highs and lows, but a constant baseline. It was comfort. It was great. Just lying on a couch and cuddling while watching a movie. You know, it's a little bit annoying, but the saying's true. It's the little things. Twisted View and K2 ended up going to bed earlier than we did. They had work in the morning. We had to catch a plane the next day, and I was going to give them a ride. We watched a little more of Game of Thrones before we ended up passing out. We obviously did not get to his leathers. We were both really exhausted, and I was okay with that. I was just happy to be around him. We went to bed, woke up the next day. I took him to the airport. Well, no. To be more accurate, he drove to the airport while I sat in the passenger seat dealing with a migraine. That sucked a lot. But we kissed goodbye, and I'll see him at JabariCon, which will be nice. And I hate that word nice. I'll see him at JabariCon, and it'll be good. And I made it home, and now it's a week and a half, 2 weeks later. I'm still processing some things. Mostly, I'm realizing how much I loved my weekend because of my experience at the Gruyas, but also because of the realizations that came from it. I'll probably write more about them, but just in me experiencing and dealing with my emotions, me accepting certain things, me being more comfortable with who I am and this thing that I wasn't completely comfortable admitting that I really loved before. Being in service to Gray was an excellent experience. It was only a weekend, but those couple of days were a lesson in who I am and what I want for my future. So I'm very happy for that. I think I'll end there. So, folks, my next adventure will be JabariCon, which is coming up in about 2 weeks. It's Memorial Day weekend in Chicago. It's going to be awesome. Somehow I found myself coordinating the Cigar Social, which is going to be off-site, which will be interesting. I'm sure I'll have lots to talk to you about concerning that, as well as my other kinky adventures and fun. Trying to see if there's anybody else I wanted to get a shout out to. I mentioned Boy Scouts, Doctor Who, and the Dragon Girl. Those are all that I can think of off the top of my head. So with that, I'm going to leave you, dear listeners. I will be back chatting with you shortly. And yes, I am still searching for my daddy. Thank you for listening to this episode of Daddy's Good Girl. If you'd like to get more juicy content from yours truly, please visit poeticdesires.blogspot.com for links to all my fun happenings in real life and on the web.